Selassie, Jah, Rastafari, Jesus Christ, new name, and are these your last days of judgment in Babylon. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, March the 8th, 2015, Women's History Month. Thank the Almighty for the sacred divine feminine, sacred divine female, sacred divine woman, the sacred and divine womb. That was earth, wind, and fire, sisters and brothers. The serpentine fire. This song is so interesting to me because the wicked ruling class and families causing us to think like we should not think of songs describing the science of the universe. Serpentine fire. We were made in church to think that the serpent was evil. Fire, serpent, devil, hell, all of that. But we know and understand that the science, sisters and brothers, is that the waters of noon are a hydrogen fire water. And the beginning, the origins are in the lowest parts of the earth. The bottom portion of the egg that is the universe, the heaven, the highest portion, the beginning portion in darkness, in dark matter, dark energy, triple dark, triple black womb of the universe, the waters of noon, a fire, hydrogen, water from whence we all come. This is the serpentine fire. And so the firstborn of creation is the sun. And the sun represents that serpentine fire. That serpent represents wisdom. Be wise as a serpent, Yahushua said, and harmless as a dove. The Genesis, where it talks about the serpent and crushing the head of the serpent, has to do with the wicked ruling class and families taking wisdom and misusing and abusing and misappropriating wisdom. And now they have taken the serpentine fire, the wisdom and knowledge, and misused it and abused it. Now they are a big dragon misusing and abusing wisdom, and we have to destroy the mind that comes out of such misuse and abuse. But that serpentine fire, some of the lyrics. When I see your face like the morning sun, you spark me to shine. You spark me to shine. Why? Because I'm from that same fire. We are all from that same fire. That same fire is the fire within our structure that burns fat, that gives us energy. Earth, air, fire, and water. The group here is earth, wind, and fire. Tell all the world my need is fulfilled, and that's a new design. So now we're transforming ourselves. We're right in the scripture, understanding this science, transforming ourselves with the science of the serpentine fire. That is the sun disk. That is the sun disk. And whereas our needs were not fulfilled, whereas in times past we were not empowered and enabled to feed from the fat of the universe, now we are using the serpentine fire. We are shining. We have been sparked. Atoms are cracking atoms. Atoms are giving birth to atoms. And atoms, the fire, hydrogen, atum, mayat, serpentine fire shining within us, giving us the power to transform society, making a new design, transforming the mind of the Almighty over matter, mind over matter, mind over our matter, which is our physical structure, enabling us to go into the mass matter material universe and change society, change the corporations, change the government, change civilization into the new Jerusalem. As long as you're near, there is no fear of a victory. The sun disk, representing the presence of the Almighty in the universe and within ourselves, ever present, ever shining before the throne of the Almighty. And the throne of the Almighty is dark energy, dark matter, dark waters. In Psalm 18, we saw that the throne, we saw that the throne of the Almighty Yahuwah is the dark energy, the dark matter, the dark waters. These are the waters of noon housed by the womb of Nun-Net. That's the throne. That's that triple black darkness that gives birth to sun, gives birth to stars, gives birth to everything in the universe. And the sun is that power that pulls out of the waters of noon, pulls out of the triple dark womb of Nun-Net all that we have, and compacts these various waters into the various fixtures. And so we are never to fear that we will be victorious. But when I'm away, look here now, when I'm away, influences stray my mind to disagree. So when we leave this science, the human family has left this science. We have gone astray. We have fallen into this terrible warfare, bloodshed, hatred, prejudice, bias society. And now the mind disagrees with the science of the universe. And so the universe has turned on the human family. And the human family must take the advice of Jesus, Yahushua Christus, and go back into the science of the water. In the science of Mother Holy Spirit, and understand the birth of the sun disk 4.5 billion years ago, and understand the science of the sun pulling on those waters and transforming those waters, because we need transformation by the serpentine fire energy of the universe. The morning sun, ignite my energy. The morning sun, I want to see your face in the morning sun. Ignite my energy. Ignite my energy. The cause and effect of you has brought new meaning in my life to me. This is the first time that I have seen the actual lyrics of this song, Serpentine Fire. I've always heard the hook, as they say, the chorus, but I couldn't understand the actual words in between. So this is the first time looking and researching the words to this song and seeing how Earth, Wind, and Fire, I knew this about them. They were absolute scientists bringing African consciousness and science to the human family. The law of cause and effect is the first law of science. There is no effect without a cause, and the cause must cause effect. Metaphysics is the examination of energy in the physical universe. Energy is spirit, and spirit is energy. So we're looking at spirit, energy, vibration, frequency, and the impact that spirit, energy, vibration, frequency, waves have on the material universe. Cause and effect. Yahuwah is the cause. Hayah is the word that actually describes the effects, in that Hayah is the word that is a verb that has to do with the actual bringing into existence and bringing into living in life all material things. The cause is Yahuwah, the self-living, self-existing one, Father, Mother of the universe. And the effects are the whole of the universe. Thank you, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Now, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God began to move upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, earth without form, void, darkness upon the face of the deep. Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, without form, the earth is mass, matter, material. Even though it's in the feminine, everything has feminine and masculine polarity. The earth is without form. The feminine earth is mass, matter, material. Without form is the masculine. Tohu, without form, tohu, having to do with being formless. Confusion. You see, when the mind is confused, that's compared to unformed matter. Remember what we said in Psalm 139? That unformed matter is likened unto ignorance. Ignorance means the mind has not been completely formed and transformed and is full of dross and gross matter, thoughts that are wicked, thoughts that are bad, thoughts that are evil, thoughts that are not beneficial to the human being. That's an unformed mind. That's a mind that is empty and confused and formless and nothingness. These are the words describing the unformed reality, the earth without form, the reality of nothingness in the universe, empty space. Why is there empty space? Because the sun has not been born to go into the waters and then form and transform and institute time and space. Therefore, in the pre-birthing of the sun, which is the time of eternity, which is no time, is nothingness and empty space, because once again, the sun has not been born yet. And the sun has not instituted time and space by the actions of pulling the waters and transforming the waters and removing the dross and the gross matter and compacting the waters and giving us the spatial universe, material universe that we have today. So formless, the primeval earth or primeval earth, that primordial period, that original order, tranquil, peaceful, balance, reciprocity, oneness, etc. But in the waters of noon is that potential for wasteland and wilderness and chaos. The original state, no chaos. Peace and tranquility. But there was that potential for disorder and chaos. So in the definition here, we see nothingness, we see empty space, we see that which is empty or unreal of idols. So we see that on the one hand is the plain scientific reality of emptiness, no time, no space, no form. And then you can take that and look at the human being and say confusion, not formed. See, this is the birth process. This is the process before the process. This is the prenatal process. And in this stage, the baby is not formed. And in this stage, there can be chaos and there can be disorder. So you have to make sure everything is going correctly. And then also, we see idols. Idols in this rendering is that which is disconnected from the source. We are all idols. We are all images of the Almighty, but connected to the Almighty, we have life. Serpentine fire, the sun giving us energy, giving us the ability to shine. That's ourselves connected. But disconnected, we become a fallen idol. We become an idol that is empty and unreal. So if you have an idol that is unreal, then you have idols that are real. The real idols are the images, which are the facets and parts and parcels of the universe that are connected to the Almighty. When we try to take portions of the universe and disconnect those from the universe, from the Almighty, then we are acting in a way to create an unreal fallen idol. But the real idol and the idol that is not fallen are the part and parcels of the universe, ourselves included, that are connected to the science of the universe. This word, without form, defined also as wasteland, wilderness of solitary places, place of chaos and vanity. So the ancient African scientists studied the universe and the origins of the universe and saw the birth process and saw that there can be chaos in the birth process. There can be waste in the birth process. There can be wild reality in the birth process. And so we look at society and we see a society that is unformed, that is ignorant, that is wild and wasteful. Warfare, bloodshed, chaos, vanity, and vanity having to do with being empty, of no use. So that is our condition in the unformed stage, without form and void, but in need of transformation, in need of that power of the sun and light and fire to transform, to become full and fat from feeding on the universe, so that we may alleviate all confusion, all unreality, and all emptiness, to be full, to be knowledgeable and full of wisdom, not confused, to be real as opposed to unreal, to be formed as opposed to formless, to understand the concept of using everything and not being wasteful, without form and void. So void is this word, sisters and brothers, in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H922. Bohu. Bohu.
Is defined, this is a masculine nun from an unused root meaning to be empty, defined as emptiness, void, and waste. So this is the descriptive of the origins of the universe in that original eternal state. Empty, void, without form, unformed mass, unformed material, unformed matter. The baby, the sun disk, is not born yet. We are not born yet. We are in that prenatal stage, unformed stage. We have no knowledge. We have no wisdom. The baby, as we would say it, has no knowledge and no wisdom, is empty, ready to be filled, being formed, all of these circulatory systems being formed, the nine systems being formed, the brain, which is the 10th system, according to Mother Tineta Muhammad, being formed. So this prenatal stage, you can't take that fetus and throw it out into the earth and say, make a civilization. You can't do it because the child is not formed yet, is not born yet, is in the prenatal stage, is in the fetus embryonic stage. You can't. So this is how we look at the universe. Our origins in that embryonic prenatal fetus stage, without form and void, without knowledge, without wisdom, unformed matter, unformed material, the birth of the sun not taking place yet, our birth not taking place yet, this prenatal stage, without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, darkness is this word in the African Hebrew.
Strong's H2822. Choshech. Choshech.
Darkness. Obscurity. Darkness. Secret place. Did not it say that the secret place is the place of the Almighty? Did not Psalm say that the throne of the Almighty is the secret place? The darkness is the dark matter, dark energy, the watcher's melanin of noon. This word is rooted in this word.
Strong's H2821. Chashach. Chashach.
To be or become dark, grow dim, be darkened, be black, be hidden. Darkness is not evil. Don't let anyone fool you. Darkness, black, waters, melanin of noon, triple darkness. This is our origins. This is where we came from. This is the beginning of the birth process. Then there's the birth of light. And the light, the golden sun, shines white light. But the golden sun shining white light began in the darkness as fire, hydrogen, waters of noon, in Hades, in Sheol, in the lowest portions of the earth, in dark matter, dark energy, that triple dark womb of the earth and the universe, our beginning. So darkness, to be or grow dark, to have a dark color, to grow dim, to cause to be dark, to hide, to conceal, to obscure, to confuse. See, darkness is a reality that teaches us that all birth begins in triple darkness, triple blackness, dark matter, dark energy, waters, melanin of noon, in the triple black dark womb of the universe of the earth. That's our origins. When you get to Atum, after going through noon and then the waves and energy, you get Ptah, and Ptah gives birth to Atum, and Atum goes back into the waters and brings out Ha and Harhet. Ha is eternity, masculine. Harhet is feminine, finite, time finite. Noon is the waters, melanin. Nonet is the womb. And then Ha is eternity, masculine. Harhet is the feminine, finite, time finite. And then Kuk is darkness. And Kaket is light. And then, oh man, I've not said this in a while. Noon, Nonet. Amun. Amun is hidden. And then Amonet is the womb that reveals that which is hidden. So you see darkness and you see light. And you see hidden and you see revealed. And so the principles of hiding in darkness, that which is to be born and come to birth, you can't throw the baby out into the light until the fullness and complete development in the darkness, then you bring into the light that which is to be born into the light. It's the same with your ideas. You don't just throw your ideas out until they're developed. So they develop in the dark womb of the mind, working on masculine, feminine polarity. And then when the ideas are fully completed and generated, fully rendered, plans fully orchestrated and created, then you present your ideas in the fullest and complete, most complete form, so that we may act on those ideas and bring into physical reality that which was hidden and unseen in the mind. But the wicked use these same principles for wickedness and evil. They use secrecy. They use hiding. They use darkness for evil. But darkness is not originally for evil. Darkness is for giving birth to truth, justice, and righteousness, and dark energy, dark matter, the triple dark womb of the universe, the triple dark womb of the lowest earth, giving birth to all that we have in the universe. And so, that is why you have a so-called positive rendering of these principles and a so-called, a good rendering and then a bad rendering. A good side and a bad side. So darkness, dark energy, dark matter on the face of the deep. And the word face is this word.
Strong's H6440. Paneme. Paneme. Cassinius Lexicon. Penuel. Penuel. Second entry. Peniel. Peniel.
This is a masculine noun. The face. The front. That which proceeds. The surface. And I had preached this as the phallus because the waters are masculine and are from the sacred divine masculine, but I don't see that word here. Let me see, pineal gland. I know in Genesis there was the description of the phallus being limp, and the pineal, and penuel, and the seeing of God face to face, and symbolically talking about the function of the phallus giving life. So we're right in the pocket. The darkness on the face of the deep, and the face is the phallus. And out of the phallus comes the dark energy, dark matter, the waters, melanin of noon, dark matter, dark energy, on the face of the deep, and the word deep is tehom. This word is masculine and feminine noon. H8415, and it has to do with the depths and the deep places and the abyss and the deep and the sea and the abysses of the sea and the primeval ocean, the deep, the abyss, the grave. And so this is descriptive of the original condition of the universe as waters, melanin of noon and the womb of Narnet, and the womb of the lowest portions of the earth, the deep hollows of the earth. This is descriptive of the original. It says, wave calleth unto wave, wave that follows wave without intermission. These original waters, the original womb, the original state of the universe, before the birth of the sun, in the original order and the original time, which was no time, which was eternity. This is wonderful science, sisters and brothers. We're going to continue with this Genesis next session and continue with this science of virgin birth. Born again through virgin birth and immaculate conception. We're following the orders of Yahushua, Jesus, so that we may transform our lives. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari people.